AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The Republican congressional leader who's been seeking the House speakership role is confident he'll win it late tonight on a 14th ballot of lawmakers. Kevin McCarthy says he's been in discussions with the conservatives who oppose him, and they've reached agreements he thinks will garner their support.
We made some very good progress. We'll come back tonight, and I believe at that time we'll have the votes to finish this once and for all.
A big rally on Wall Street. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 gained more than 2% in trading today after a jobs report showed the economy is still strong. But there's been a cooling in hiring and wage growth. Wells Fargo economist Sarah House explains why that's significant.
When we just think about the inflation environment that we're in, is we need to see that wage growth slow in order to bring inflation down and hopefully not to have the Fed raise interest rates perhaps quite as high.
The unemployment rate fell from 3.6 down to 3.5%. Here's another way to make your fortune, or at least you can dream. Our Rita Foley reports.
Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is about $1 billion, among the largest in U.S. jackpot history.
The Food and Drug Administration's approved a new drug for treating Alzheimer's disease. It doesn't cure it, but may slow some of the cognitive decline. Doctors warn, though, the side effects and cost of Leqembi may not make it worthwhile for everyone. A federal appeals court has blocked the government's ban on rapid-fire bump stock devices, put into place after the Las Vegas sniper in 2017 killed 58 people and wounded some 800 others. Gun rights groups won their challenge to the ban's legality. 2 years to the day after storming the U.S. Capitol, a former West Virginia lawmaker who was jailed for his role in the riot announces that he's running for Congress next year. This is AP News. Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn is back on Twitter.
Michael Flynn had his Twitter account reinstated on the same day, marking the 2-year anniversary of the January 6th insurrection. Twitter suspended the account of the retired Army Lieutenant General 2 days after the violent assault on the Capitol. Flynn had more than 1 million followers at the time and had used the platform to become a top spreader of false information about the 2020 election. Flynn on Friday tweeted a message to personally thank Twitter owner Elon Musk for allowing him back. I'm Norman Hall.
A retired science satellite is about to fall from the sky, but NASA says the chance of wreckage falling on anybody is very low. Sunday night, the 5,400-pound device launched in 1984 aboard the Space Shuttle Challenger is expected to burn up upon reentry, but some pieces are expected to make it through and fall to Earth. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V26 Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Visit Lowe's and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.